Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. The ambassador of the Kingdom of Belgium, acting under instructions from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, has informed the Holy See's Secretary for Relations with States of the resolution with which the House of Representatives in his country asked the Belgian government to condemn the unacceptable statements of the Pope on the occasion of his journey to Africa and to protest officially to the Holy See. Chris Altieri reports.
The Secretariat of State of the Holy See has responded with a communique. The communique says the Secretariat of State notes with regret this action, which it calls unusual in the context of the diplomatic relations existing between the Holy See and the Kingdom of Belgium. It deplores the fact that a parliamentary assembly should have thought it appropriate to criticize the Holy Father on the basis of an isolated extract from an interview separated from its context and used by some groups with a clear intent to intimidate, as if to dissuade the Pope from expressing himself on certain themes of obvious moral relevance and from teaching the Church's doctrine. As is well known, continues the communique, the Holy Father, in answer to a question concerning the efficacy and the realistic character of the Church's positions on combating AIDS, stated that the solution is to be sought in two directions. On the one hand, through bringing out the human dimension of sexuality, and on the other, through true friendship and willingness to help persons who are suffering. He also emphasized the commitment of the Church in both these areas. Without this moral and educational dimension, continues the communique, the battle against AIDS will not be won. The communique goes on to say that the considerations articulated by the Holy Father were understood and appreciated in particular by the Africans themselves and the true friends of Africa, as well as by members of the scientific community. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.